Many indigenous groups practice a mix of hunter-gathering and some level of subsistence agriculture. Here we see the Yanomami in Brazil. They've cleared an area around their traditional house and grown particular food plants in their chakra or house garden. This shows here the plantains, banana-like fruit with those large leaves, and manioc, the sort of more finely leafed plant you see in that picture. And their houses are made out of palm thatch that they probably collect from the forest. So many indigenous groups have a combination of a hunter-gatherer lifestyle and subsistence agriculture that allows them to stay in one place a little bit longer before they have to move around. But by nature, subsistence agriculture does involve some movement, as we'll talk about in a moment.